That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I gotta change the rear.
I say fuck off.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? The Back to School Tour is still underway. Few chances to see us before you get all locked into your fall schedule. August 31st, catch the God in Newark, New Jersey at the White Eagle Hall. The White Eagle Hall, whatever that is. Yeah,
shut that shit down, boy.
The Port, September 1st and 2nd. This is Labor Day weekend. I expect you guys to come out in full effect. Baltimore, come out and rock out with your boy. September 17th, back in New York City, the first official Gas Night hosted by No Need for Apologies. Derek and I have a great lineup.
Absolutely.
We've got the Bye Guys on. We've got some fun games and some new activities to play with you guys. This will not be streamed. It's a live event, and you have to be there. Surprises, games,
everything.
Do I got
to book stand-ups?
More. Nah. All right? 29th through the 1st, the return to Vegas, Skankfest. Just got a confirmation of a lineup for Black Ass. It's going to be great.
When is it?
Putting together a lineup for the live podcast is also going to be great, so make sure you guys check out, find out what room we are in. Come rock out with your boys in Vegas. And October 6th and 7th, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm looking forward to that.
God's return to the Arches. It's going to be a great show. Get your tickets now. Those are not going to last. All right, let's go ahead and get into the show.
Remember those names?
Nah, we'll go back.
Yeah.
Let's go. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm the God, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Ains.
And welcome to another splendiferous episode.
It's a good goddamn word.
No Need for Apologies. Turtles are back.
Turtles
are back. Vibing. It's been a great weekend here in New York. That nice time. It's that nice transition from summer
to fall.
In the fall, right?
Bruh. Everything happened under the sun this weekend.
Yeah,
God
yeah.
Damn.
All while giving great. It's like cloudy days that are sometimes humid. You know what I mean? It's sometimes a little sticky or whatever.
Don't matter when nighttime comes.
Yeah, because you get to dress fly.
Happen.
You get to dress fly at night. This is the best weather. You don't really need a jacket.
But you still wear one?
Yeah.
For the air conditioning inside the venue you about to be at?
Which is a luxury move right there.
Tell you something right now, Madison Square Garden venue was cold as shit, bro.
Okay, let's talk about it, man. You was at the Garden this weekend?
I witnessed Dave Chappelle sell out his fourth show on his 50th birthday.
Nice.
Fucking Busta Rhymes, T.I., Common showed up. Fucking, who's the girl from the I Just Fucked Your Girl? It's some Gucci flip flops. Lara Pippen? What's her name? Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Marissa.
She was there with Jordan's son. It was pretty wild. And all the comics was laughing like, oh, that's the bitch to be fucking everybody.
Damn.
So she had her ass out. It was nice. She had a see-through thing on with her new BBL. That was very nice. A lot of gals was there. Dave Chappelle's wife's birthday happened after he got off stage. So it was another birthday party behind.
Your birthdays are a day apart?
Like his was Thursday. Hers was like Saturday. Ooh. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Really?
So they did some extra celebrating. It was just like celebrations all over. Motherfuckers was just out.
Yeah.
And me personally, I was happy because on the Saturday night after the Garden, all of my friends showed up to this after party. So it was me. It was a whole 6 foot nothing.
That was a cool party.
All the gang. Everybody
I truly
funny showed up.
I enjoyed that. I enjoy those parties because I always feel like that's why I realized like I'm living the life that I used to see in music videos back in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, wow. Yeah. You just pop up at
the whole squad was out.
Club. To be on the sidewalk and watch people get turned away, you know, by security, we're like, nah, you can't come in. It's a private event. And you watch people go, but whose event is it, though? And it like, just move on. And then somebody come out and be like, you three, come on in. And you're like, oh shit.
Yep.
We that.
Yeah, we that. I was just more excited because you know me, I love when the crew, I like the crew.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm a crew guy. So it's like, if my gang is with me, I feel 100%.
Okay.
So it's like when everybody's just chilling, having a good time, everybody talking to each other, I don't even have to talk. I just like, I'm just glad I'm in the room with all my friends. So
absolutely.
We all here at the same time.
Especially when it's like everybody's finished shows and performing and stuff that night. That to me is always the coolest thing. Because I remember how it was when we were like open micers.
Yeah.
And we'd all just be like we would travel to our open mic together and watch one motherfucker perform. And then be like, all right, I guess let's go to Caritos. We had a good night.
Yeah. One of us do good, we all do good.
One person performed for 6 minutes. We was like, all right, we taking the city back.
But that's true friendship. That's why I'm indebted. I'm indebted to y'all niggas the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm indebted to be y'all best friends the rest of my life. Because y'all, we stuck it out.
Yeah.
Through the tough times.
Uh-huh.
It was just us.
Yeah, the tough times, though, they don't really seem that tough anymore. Like, when reflect on them, it really doesn't seem that bad. You're like, I wouldn't do it again, but like it was doable.
You know why it was doable? Because it was pre-pandemic. It was pre-apps. It was pre-social media. It was just us and the talent. And we all related to each other because we was all on the same fucking mission.
Yeah. So we didn't have that extra element of social media anxiety or watching everybody else win.
Yeah. Nigga, I've been seeing so many people win. I'm like, am I ever going to win in my life? But then and then you look at shit like on Saturday, I'm winning. So it's like... Yeah, I ain't sell out the garden, but goddamn, all my friends is here.
Dude, that's what they say, man. Like, the true wealth is contentment.
Mm.
It's like the man, it's not the man who has the most that's wealthy, it's the man who don't want nothing else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's because a motherfucker can have, you know, 500 million.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be upset that he's not a billionaire.
Yeah.
Motherfucker that's got, like, you know, 19,000, he's cool with that?
Yeah. Shout out to my nigga Pete Davidson because I had lost my Canada trip this week because low ticket sales. So they canceled it or they postponed it till November, right?
Fuck you, Canada.
But here come Pete. Pete was like, yeah, after North Carolina, roll with me to Baltimore. I get you a couple more. I get you another rack or two.
Nice.
And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So I had to go on a little road trip from North Carolina to Baltimore with the gang, Pete Davidson and his whole company.
Uh-huh.
And I got more money. I got the money that I would have made this weekend.
Made in Toronto.
I made it in cash and didn't have to cross the fucking border.
You ain't got to go through all that rigmarole.
Yeah.
All of that going through the border.
Shots to my nigga.
Dealing with Canadians with machine guns talking about over here, eh?
That
over
shit.
Here.
Yeah. We didn't go none of that.
Polite Nazis.
I mean,
over
cash.
Here, hey?
Yeah, cold cash.
Cash?
Didn't have to see the nice Nazis.
Wait, you got paid in cash?
Got paid cold cash.
Did he get put in a suitcase or did he throw it at you or anything?
You know what he did?
What?
Some fly shit. Let me tell you how this nigga's really stat now.
Go ahead.
Got an envelope, I think it's like 10 in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he just giving his niggas band. So it was a band. So when you get $1,000, it comes in a band. So
right.
It's like a little envelope.
Right.
So when you get that band, when your first band, you be like, I need more of these because when you rip it off, it's invigorating. Hit the strip club, nigga. Ripping, tearing bands, bro. So I felt like a rapper this weekend.
Did y'all go to a strip club?
We didn't.
Nah.
Pete don't hang out.
Yeah.
Because he kind of can't. Because everywhere he goes, they notice.
People.
And they put on this little spiel like they didn't just notice him. It's pretty wild.
Fucking Taco Bell commercial, bro.
Yeah, man.
So you're the face of Taco Bell.
That motherfucker, he's large.
He is the Taco Bell dog at this point.
He can't really go nowhere.
Quiero Taco Bell.
This nigga was walking around Baltimore with a mask on, and people still knew who the fuck he was. And they was
damn.
Pretty wild. Had a mask on.
Huh.
He made sure.
Like, wait, like a COVID mask? Or
he had like a fucking... Like a bottom, like a shiesty, but just it came up this way instead of over his head. Pulled the shiesty up, shades on, but his frame, everybody just know who he is.
That's so fucked up, man. Yeah, there's certain people.
They just know who the fuck he is, and they go, people just sign this, take a picture, please. The craze fans be at the airport waiting for him, at the venue waiting for him.
Do you get to flex any of your asshole
Absolutely
skills?
Not,
you don't,
because...
You don't repel none of the people for your homie?
Because this is the point. I see the glow in these goofy people's eyes.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is their last chance.
Yeah.
And I'm an asshole, but I'm not a villain. It's like, I don't want to ruin this moment because these motherfuckers are jumping over people. They got
seems
stories.
To me like, that would be right up your alley.
But it's not mine to take.
What?
It's
what
not none
mean?
Of my shit to take.
No, you ain't got to take it, but you could step in and be the asshole, so Pete don't got to be the asshole.
But he's not an asshole. He take pictures with all these motherfuckers. He stand up. He do what he can. It's always, and I learned from him. Like, this motherfucker really, he be kissing babies, nigga. This is why they love this motherfucker. And then after, when it's time to party, he don't be there. So he's this mysterious figure.
Yeah, yeah.
So he keeps himself mystified by never go to the party. Yeah. That boy. First of all, shout out. We pulled up to MSG because he had to open for Chappelle. Mm-hmm. This nigga got a fucking, he got a Torino, old 67, mm-hmm. jet black matted out, just driving through the city, and that was pretty ill.
Right, right.
And then he rolled the window down a little bit. People were, oh, shit, speed that. So it's like, watching that shit was pretty fly.
Bill Burr used to say this about, like, because you've seen that now. You've watched somebody drive into the Garden.
Yeah.
Right? And literally just pull up to a security guard and be like, yo, I'm on the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Bill Burr used to wonder, like, could that have ever worked if you weren't famous yet? Like, because the security, they don't really check. And, like, even he said, he was surprised. Like, really? You know me? Like, that was a little bit too easy to get through. Was it easy to get into the Garden in a car like that? Like, he just drives up and be like, I'm on the show?
Because we had two cars. They tried to give his team a problem until they walked back and saw.
Would you?
They was like, oh, never mind.
We could pull that off? Like, we should do that next time we're in a city. Like, if we're in, like, St. Louis and there's somebody at an arena, we should just pull up. Just pull up in a rental, like, yo, we on the show. And just see how far we can get to the ramp. Maybe at least to the, what do you call it, to the talents parking lot. Yeah. I want to get to, like, make it to the talents. Yeah. What do you call that? Their overhead door that lets you into the stadium.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
All right, we can try. We should do it in New York, but we can try in St.
Louis. Worst case scenario is they're going to be like, what are your names?
Who the fuck are you?
And be like, and you just got to say it with confidence. Oh, I'm Dave Temple. This is Derek Gaines. We going in.
We on the show. I mean, that's...
Okay, hold on. Let me...
That's half the battle, but yeah, they got lists and check, bro. The security was so fucking thick at MSG. They had a dog sniff the car. Before you could even get in.
There was a clip of this young rapper that my homie put me onto. He's a Philly dude. His name is Friday with two Y's. You ever heard of this dude?
Never heard of him.
He was on Breakfast Club, and he was talking about, like, how he got on. And he was saying, like, he was rapping, but, but he would start pulling up to shows, anybody's show, but he would carry a keyboard.
Okay.
And just be like, no, I'm with the band.
Oh, easy. That's a hat. Shit. You know, Steven Spielberg used to dress up before Steven Spielberg, and motherfucker would put a suit on, have a briefcase full of nothing, and just pull up to the studio when other motherfuckers was pulling up to the studio, and he just kind of hop in that group and go right in.
Ha. Huh.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg had to fake it till he made it too. So I get it.
Right.
But I don't, my ego.
It's the, because here's the thing, and I could probably do it now because I've done it and I've been caught.
Okay.
So I figure the odds are in your favor. I think most of those guys, they go like, yeah, you'll probably get caught like 1 out of 20 times. My first time ever doing something like that, we got caught. And we weren't even doing any, like, we weren't wrong, but we were. So this is L.A. Me and Reg Conquest, we're pulling up to the Comedy Store.
Okay.
And as we pull up, Charlie Mack is there, and he recognizes Reggie.
Okay.
So he, like, introduces him to Chris Rock, like, yo, watch out for this dude. This dude's funny as shit, right? All right. So now they, like, about to go in through the side door to the and it's their whole entourage, like Tony Rock, Chris
the
Rock.
Whole
it's their entourage, right? So with that being said, they walk in. It was six of them, matter of fact. It's how I know it was six of them. Because me and Reggie just file in to make eight, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's weird because he goes, Mac. He asked Charlie, not Chris Rock, not Tony. He goes, Mac, are they with you? And Mac looks back and he's like, yeah, they cool. All right, so, oh, shit, this is working. We in here, right?
Yeah.
So, boom. I think it's like the Fat Tuesday night or whatever, you know what I mean? So this shit is crazy. It's
Tripping
bananas.
On Tuesday. Big room.
Yeah, yeah. And as we're being escorted in, they escort Chris Rock, Charlie Mac, and all into a booth that holds six.
Yeah.
So, like, literally.
I fucking hate everything. Now y'all just standing there.
Yeah, like, we've been escorted through an active show. Like, this was a celebrity walkthrough. You know what I mean? They've walked through, they've sat down, and there's no more room in this booth. And now it's just me and Reggie, dumbass, like, I guess we'll.
Thumbs up the butt.
Out.
And I hate that. And that's why a lot of times I don't hang out. Because I do not want to be the motherfucker standing next to the motherfucker. Oh, you ever seen this shit? Like Total Tower. It's funny how the groupies even act when they're the main niggas in the room and he's surrounded by his homies. It's like they try to put blinders on you and just get a pussy right to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just go. It's just like, yeah, it's just being almost famous or being next to the famous motherfucker. It's a feeling.
It's a feeling, but I like it. I like it because you get to see people for real.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
The truth come out.
Yeah, that whole, what was that line that Eminem had? Oh, I'm not Sway. I hang around famous people all day. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, nah, you see it. You see
people
the way
put on, people put on that thing.
Yeah.
The thing that was in them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they see something. Oh, bro.
But I do like this. Famous people, they make everybody, even if they're faking it, everybody's happier around them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's nobody frowning around famous
That's
people.
That's one thing. This is the last thing I'm going to say. But the nigga Pete, shout out to my nigga Pete for teaching me everything about fame. Because he knows how to play it. Huh. He just knows how to, all right, I'll keep these people appeased without TMZ or anything, a news thing. Just be nice.
Yeah.
Say whatever. Let them get out what they need to get out. Take the picture. Keep it moving. It's just like, man. Oh, man.
Yeah.
The motherfucker just gets it. And I go, being able to hang out, you know, with him all weekend, do the shows, then pull up to MSG and then see that other side. It was just, it was a lot.
Yeah,
it was
man.
A lot. And I'm like, I'm ready for it.
Very like, different experience than us going to the Barclay, huh?
Us going to the Barclay. Well, even still, we had really good seats.
We had great seats, but we definitely went through the main.
But put it to you like this. All right, and that's fine. But ready for
they
this?
They took my weed grinder.
They did take his weed grinder. But peep game. Peep game. Okay, that's one side of it. But we did have a boogie tickets.
Absolutely.
A Boogie with the hoodies manager gave my girl those tickets. And my girl was like, here, take these. Yeah. And we was right up on the fucking. So it's like, whatever.
I heard somebody was fighting at Chappelle's show this weekend, too. We was at, I did my first brunch show at the Cellar yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting there hanging out with Will. And Will was saying, like, yeah, there was a fight at one of the shows. And they were, like, good seats. Like, not floor level, but first level off to the left. And apparently Dave had to kind of riff on this shit, but it was like somebody.
It wasn't his Saturday night. Might have been Friday or Thursday.
It was definitely along the lines of somebody like doing a lot of black people call and response. Yeah, that's how they be. And somebody like, hey man, will you shut the fuck up? You know what I mean? And that apparently that led to fisticuffs. You know.
Yeah, man, that wasn't my night, but I can see that happening, especially in New York.
Thank God they took everybody's phones, right? Because that would have been a video sensation. Like,
you know what's so funny about that? How much people love their phone and not the moment, because his Saturday night busting them came out and then Spliff was like, everybody pull their fucking phones out, you about to miss, and everybody went, ah, we can't. You heard everybody in the car, a whole Madison Square Garden, we can't pull our phones out, they're locked up, I hate this, no. It was so wild to watch. I was like, enjoy the fucking moment. Can't pull your phone out. Use your eyes, nigga.
Yeah, man.
No, we can't pull our phones.
I'm getting better at it. Where like even now, I'll take pictures of shit that I'm doing, but I keep them.
Yeah,
I keep them for me. You know what I mean? Like there's some pictures that I might frame. I'll print them out and you know frame them and hang them up in the crib. But yeah, I'm not posting shit. I'm not posting pictures of like the shit that I do on social media anymore.
You ready for this shit? Like, I'm so old. I just go after we have a great night. I just go. It was a Saturday night in New York.
That's it.
I might name my special that
Saturday night in New York.
It was just a Saturday night in New York City.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm tired of this shit. Yeah. Like I get why niggas lock phones up. Enjoy these moments, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy them.
Yeah.
And I was like the other night, whole gang out. I was like, this is the greatest Saturday I've ever had in my fucking life. From beginning to end.
Sit there with battery packs on and gimbals, and they walk around. Mm-hmm. They walk around on like in the city of New York, live streaming, like total disregard for traffic, anybody around them, anything like that. And they just be talking. It's like, how you in a city with millions of people, and you got to talk to your phone?
Put to you like this, everybody listening. I shook Mike Tyson's hand.
Oh, shit, word.
Mike was there. I couldn't take a selfie with him.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't have your phone out.
There's a video of him, of somebody running up on him in New York now with a phone, and he was like, get that fucking camera out of my
man.
Face. You know
Mike,
what I mean?
Don't play that shit. His bodyguards is 2 feet taller than him, and I had, and thank God the bodyguards knew me from something.
Okay.
They was like, you the funny nigga to be out in Brooklyn sometime. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when I shook Iron Mike's hand, I'll never forget, I said, all right, hey, Mike, I ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah.
You the champ. I could tell my dad I shook your hand now.
What's
and
his
I
hands
walked away.
Like? Was big mitts? He got mitts?
Got big mitts.
Yeah.
But when he shook it, it wasn't overpowering.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, this motherfucker. It was like it was a man's handshake, but it wasn't like over the top. Like,
was he by himself or he had something?
No, he had niggas with him.
Not his kid, though.
He had his kid with him. It was just Mike.
I just wonder what that's got to be like Mike Tyson's son.
And he did the scoop up. So when he did the handshake, he did the thumb joint, came back down. I saw this nigga from Brooklyn. And then I was like, thank you, man. You the best. This is what I said. I said, you the best. I ain't got nothing else to say. I shook your hand. I can tell my dad now.
Yeah,
and I texted
my
dad right after. Yo, I just shook Iron Mike's hand.
Yeah.
He was like, the champ? I was like, yeah, the champ.
Yeah.
And that was it. And it's like, yeah, it happened. But I don't need a picture to prove it. I don't need to show off on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I did shake my Iron Mike.
That's dope, man.
I felt like if I shook his, you know how niggas say if you shake Sinatra's hand, you different. I think as a black dude, watching dude knock out grown men my whole life, just to shake hand, it was special. I was like, yo, that's Iron Mike,
man. That's the hand that bust this nigga face.
That's the hand. This nigga be knocking. This the dude that knock out grown fucking men that are in the gym working out.
Over pigeons.
He knocks them out in one round. That's the dude.
And my pigeons. And motherfucker, you know I'm my pigeons.
I tattooed crazy. I was like, yo, that's fucking Mike.
That's right. I always forget that that is real.
That's Mike.
That is real.
Had
like, what do you think life is going to be? I mean, we got tattoos. I don't think we overdid it.
I'm not getting faced
in.
My mom forbid me from doing it. She
but
like,
I mean, like, old folks is going to look different as shit, man.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I mean, I'm sure now we got old people that are covered in tattoos, but like, holy shit, nursing homes are going to be weird.
It's going to have
shit. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Like them island boys and shit like that, them motherfuckers that's fully tatted up. Yeah. Like, whew. I mean, I guess you just got to go early. You got to check out early. What's the point? What's the point in being around 65, 70 years old?
Yeah,
tattoos don't read right no more. They don't look like
skin
nothing.
Skin all wilted.
Yeah, man. That's the other thing. You would think if you're going to be fully covered in tattoos, right, you should probably be like in immaculate shape. Like you should drink the most water, to have the clearest skin to
chicken
display your art.
Your whole thing is chicken and broccoli. You
right.
can't eat nothing else.
I, like, I never understand. There's a lot of different types of... Whoa, okay.
If that's... It could be AI.
That's AI. That ain't no real motherfucker
with
no tattoos.
That's just
is
AI.
Is that what this is? AI generated old people with tattoos?
Yeah, that's AI. That's too clean.
Old people with tattoos.
Doesn't say so.
That looked like artificial intelligence.
Yeah, why they look so...
Those are symmetrical-ass old people.
The lighting is crazy.
You know old people lopsided in the motherfucker. They look too... Nah, then they got a six-pack. Get out of here. Get out of here. I don't
they
believe
take care
any
of themselves.
Of it.
I don't like
that.
No.
No,
I don't even
no,
like the way he's
nigga,
wearing... Go
no.
back, scroll back up. I don't like the way he's wearing that beanie. No, no, the guy, the middle guy. That's a fucking
Wiz
hipster.
Khalifa ass nigga.
That is a hipster.
That's old Wiz.
That's a barista.
Guys,
get the fuck out of here. He served me a cafe old lady the other day.
Yeah.
That's a cafe.
This is what we look like now. Just, you know, old.
Yeah.
That's AI.
Hi there, responsible adult owners over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Huh?
I said adult owners like I was Bob Barker. Make sure you get your pets spayed or neutered, huh? Listen, do you want to get high?
Huh?
Like really high?
Really high.
Like super duper legally
like
high?
Like super duper high?
That would be dope if Bob Barker was doing this commercial.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Come on down to Delta 8.
That little skinny microphone.
Bip, bip, down.
You guys want to get high?
Bip, bip, dee.
Like really high?
Beep.
Well, then go to yoDelta.com
dip,
and stock up on Delta 8.
Dumpy.
It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high.
Come on down.
Now, at yoDelta.com, you'll find a mix of gummies and vapies for all your getting stoned needs.
A new car.
I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's yoDelta.com.
How much you wager?
The official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network.
7 cents.
And if you use your promo code GAS.
Come on down.
That's G-A-S. You're going to get 25% off.
Bip up B.
Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S.
Bip up B.
For 25%
beep.
Off.
Beep.
And make sure you get your dogs spayed or neutered.
Bip, 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 bip.
But before that, go to Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8, where you can get super high.
Price is right.
Let's get back into it. All right. But if that's what... I mean, AI made them look beautiful, but maybe old people get to fuck a little bit longer.
You know,
that's
but
my,
they be fucking... You know, all the nurse homes be having chlamydia and herpes. They
I
be getting their fuck
so.
On. They
I
be getting their fuck
and
on.
And with total disregard for disease. Fuck it. Give me a disease that'll take me out. Isn't that the shit that took out syphilis and shit? That'll kill you if you don't get
you
it,
don't,
right?
If you don't treat it.
Yeah. What the fuck we up in this nursing home for? Give me some syphilis so I can get the fuck out of here.
My father went out, remember, my father went out fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good way to go, you think?
He right. came and went at the same damn time.
Remember George Carlin used to have that joke about that where he's like, I think we got life backwards. You know what I mean? Where he was like, you should come into this world an old person. and then you're like old and feeble for like 20 years. Then you go to work at like 65, you know what I mean, and work until you're like 18.
Well, that's Benjamin Button.
Right.
That's exactly what that is.
Right. And then when it comes time to die, you actually, it's just an orgasm.
Yeah.
Because that's the a real, he felt like that's where life starts, at that orgasm.
Die.
Speaking of which, by the time this comes out on YouTube, I'll be 3 days, 2 days away from going under the
oh, you really getting the whistle name.
I know. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, I'm really fucking doing this.
Nigga.
I'm
you
really
no
following
kids,
through with this shit here,
this
man.
Shit's following through with the vasectomy.
Dude, this is like actually putting on a condom all the time. You know what I mean? Like, that to me, because you ever think about that when you're putting a condom on, you're like, oh, okay, I'm really responsible. I'm putting on a condom.
Man, I hated every minute rolling that condom down.
Right. And you ever have to go back to a condom? Like, maybe you start over with a new girl or for whatever reason, and you're like, man, I'm really being responsible.
That's crazy. You know what's the crazy?
I know I'm nasty. I know this bitch nasty. Like, but you got to pretend you're not nasty. Until, like, what's a good number before you go condomless?
Let me tell you something right now.
Uh-oh.
let me tell you how cocky chicks are.
Uh-oh.
If you don't bust in that condom, they get mad. And they roll that shit right off. You be like, we both gonna die. Wow. This bitch rotten. Yeah. I ain't gonna stop it. Yeah. I'm not gonna stop it. Are you nuts? That's like almost an L.A. dance move.
Birth control.
When the girl roll the condom off, you be like.
Yeah, birth control is a woman's responsibility.
Shout out to the greatest Patrice O'Neal. Birth control is a woman's responsibility.
Men ain't going to do it. Men ain't going to do it. I'm doing it, but I've learned it took me 40 years to be like.
I think Travis Scott said some shit like that. Worry about them condoms. I'm way too drunk. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
That's Goosebumps. All like, right. Yeah.
Have you ever brought condoms from CVS or Walgreens or like one of those responsible places that shows like, oh, let me get like a big box of 12 to take home. That way there are always condoms there.
I still got this shit in my drawer.
What, you go to get the big box?
No, I had it, but when I was single, it's still in my drawer.
I never was a big box guy. It was always
the six pack.
Lucy condoms at the gas station.
Oh, yeah. That's the best way.
That fishbowl of... that fishbowl... Yeah,
you
let me
find
get
mine. You find the gold bear skin. Where the gold bear skin at? The Toronto bear skin. That's the one that's not really there. It's like polyurethane. Yeah. I like that.
That used to be my. I used to take pride in going to a gas station at 1
like
in the morning.
It feel like a sobriety coin. It feel like a sobriety coin.
And let me get a condom. Let me get a condom.
Let me get one of them coins
and,
so I feel like a better man.
Four.
I'm trying to be righteous. Give me the gold coin. The coin. I need the coin.
Because I never liked carry. I used to love, like when I was a teenager, I would always carry condoms on me, but I would hate when the girl would find it and then try to hit you with that question.
You thought you was gone.
Bitch, yes, that's what I thought. But you get cornered. You no. I always have condoms because I'm weird. You know what I mean?
You like, can flip it on her. I never flipped it, but as an adult, if I were to get back into the game, I had the greatest flip.
My cousin gave me the best one. He was like, just put it in your shoe. Put the condom in your shoe. Because if your shoes is off, you fucking. If you're in, okay, if we in the crib.
That's what I always thought.
Right. If we in the crib and we having coffee or whatever, you
and
show
she
up,
take them
cool.
shoes and socks but off,
if,
bruh.
If my shoes are off in her place, you can see that condom in the bottom of the shoe. Like, hey, my shoes is off. Why you got me take my shoes off?
Nah, my whole flip was if a girl catch you with a condom, like, yeah, just in case you get freaky.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
just throw it back on them. And what? Then they got to put that in their mind. And it's a beautiful thing.
Mm, what's up, T?
I think speaking from a girl's perspective. They just pointed out because you're pointing out that they're going to do some hoe shit. So they're like, oh my God, you brought a condom? How dare you point out that I might do some hoe shit tonight?
Yeah.
That's foul.
That's the
but
weirdest
it's all a game.
Thing.
It's a flirting game.
Yeah, it was like, hey, I knew you was a hoe when I barked at you. That's why I bark.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, shorty. Like, yeah.
And
I
not
knew.
To mention, I have two videos of you playing with your titties and pussy in my phone already. Like, so what? Like, what are we doing here? I'm just preparing myself for this.
Oh,
you,
shit.
Bitch, you train. You got skills to pay the bills. Let me just prepare myself. Let me put my gear on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of hoe stuff, and I'm not calling her a hoe. It's just a good transition.
Ooh.
But you was telling me Steve Harvey's wife cheated
on him. Yeah, she did.
Cheated on him?
She was thinking like a man and fucked the chef and the bodyguard. That's
the
what they
chef
say behind
and
Steve
the
Beck.
Bodyguard.
And now Steve Harvey out in the woods trying to find himself cussing at Just Hilarious. It's so funny.
Jesus Christ.
It's so funny. I'm like, this is how you make yourself up?
Yeah. Because
he was out in the woods with his little hat. Talking about people been coming at me. What comedian you don't find funny? Remember that tweet he put out?
Yeah.
And then Jess Hilarious said, "I don't believe it's Steve Harvey asking me this."
Okay.
So that shit blew the fuck up.
Okay.
So now Steve is trying to come back like, "I didn't mean it back. And why would I say that?" I'm like, "Nigga, you got cheated on. Now you in the woods trying to find yourself, and you need something else to talk about. And that's what you talk about.
That sassy man stuff.
That's only sassy suit man shit.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time for she gonna keep taking being talked down to like that.
Yeah, man." Damn.
Meanwhile, the chef is like, "I think you're pretty good."
Yeah. And the bodyguard was like, "Girl, you ain't listen to him. His mustache too big. Come on, girl. Fuck with a champ."
Right.
And then, you know, look, and she went for it.
And that's an interesting thing.
This bitch got Laura Pippen disease.
The cheat with the bodyguard.
Bodyguard and
is
chef.
It's a funny thing because it's like, these are the people who keep your man safe.
Yep.
So it's like, well, what you gonna do, Steve? You can't beat him and you can't hit me. So what you gonna do?
Think like a man, bruh. You better think like a man, figure it out.
Check and mate. What's up, Toto Tower?
You know what's another interesting thing about all these like cheating stories? Depending on how they answer in the news is when I'm like, yeah, that definitely happened. So according to the Daily Mail, she's insisting that it's all foolishness and lies.
Foolishness is up there with stuff.
This? Exactly. Who
stuff
that
and
way?
Foolishness? They did that shit.
This is foolishness.
Foolishness and stuff. Yeah. Remember when R. Kelly said that shit?
As much as I want to believe her, fucking Michael Jackson was the same thing. No, that mean ignorant.
Ignorant. Remember South Park? Ignorant. It's just ignorant. I'm sitting there like, yo, when R. Kelly was on that interview and said, "I didn't do this stuff." You did that stuff.
Yeah.
You can't minimize that shit to stuff.
Stuff.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
All this. Yeah, yes, she did.
Yeah.
No one says sexual relations.
Okay, so wait. Yeah. How can you deny cheating and it be believable?
I didn't do it.
I ain't do this shit.
I did not. You look them right in the eye and you go, "I didn't do it." And they're like, "Blah, blah, blah, blah." And you're like, "Okay. So where are you getting this information from?"
Right.
And you just go down the line. It's like, you know, the more uncomfortable, the more words, the more layers, the most likely it happened or something happened that they're uncomfortable with sharing.
Yeah, but you know when a nigga telling the truth, when the other person accusing them, it's just all crazy.
Yo.
And the person that they accusing is just like, yeah, do what you think.
You know what's funny? There was a video that I saw. I wasn't even planning to talk about this. I'm going to try to find it. It was on Worldstar.
Okay.
This woman, I think she definitely got caught cheating. She was trying to like take the dog for a walk when her husband was just like, "Let me see the text messages." She was like, "I'm not doing this with you. I'm taking the dog for a walk."
Yeah.
Like, and she fleed. It was so wild to see. Oh, fuck. It's too deep in. And it might not even be worth the payout, but fuck it. That shit was just a funny thing. I remember watching that video and my blood kind of boiled a little bit. Like, bitch, yo, just grab her phone. Grab her. I hate that. When I watch a video and my blood starts boiling, I'm like, oh, shit, my vibration is off.
Yeah, man. When I start looking at all these fresh and fit pockets, all this bullshit, and them dogging girls out, I'll be like, yo, man, I got a good
She said, up. Somebody just told me they done though, right? Or at least they got taken off YouTube.
What happened now?
I think they got demonetized by YouTube. Oh, they just got demonetized, but they're not taking off.
Well, no, like demonetized, shut down, and then the studio where they film was like, "You got to get out."
Oh,
so, what'd they do? Because they was doing too much shitting on the girls.
I mean, I don't know. I try not to follow that stuff.
And then fights break out on that shit.
I ain't gonna lie. Some evenings I'd be like, "All right, let me go ahead and see what they be out here talking about."
Nah, I try to.
You know what it is? I enjoy what I like to call their one-sided, you know, like how they have one-sided fights? These are one-sided intellectual debates. That's a whole theme in podcasting is like, all right, I am highly intelligent. I got all this information.
It's either that or a bunch of I'm an ugly girl, but I could do a lot of fucking podcasts.
Right. And I'm gonna invite the most weak argumentative person possible and just make them look stupid on camera. It's like, okay, well, that's just a one-sided fight.
I don't even like watching hoes cry.
Yeah.
I'll be like, come on, man, you ain't got to do that to her.
Yeah, but it is funny because the women always take the stance of, like, they bow out of the game. They're always like, okay, I'm not even going to argue on the point. I'm just going, what's the matter with you? You don't get no pussy? That's what it is. You hurt?
Yeah, and they always do that. And it's always that go-to. I'm like, that's y'all red button every time.
But that is the key, man. Like you said, pussy's an integral part.
Pussy is an integral part to this whole thing, man. Integral. It's ingrained.
Yeah. She, I'm gonna wait till she get back on the thing. There's a another video that I wanna play too. Okay. From the log, give me Belly Dancer Steals Bride's Thunder.
Let me see this shit.
This shit is so
what
funny.
What is that?
Because I never thought about, like, you know, at a wedding, it is the bride's day.
It is bride's
her
day.
It's all about her. But some people, I don't know, I guess some people just have fun on the dance floor. You know what I mean? And some people, just based on what they can do on the dance floor, better than the bride.
Yeah, most of these brides is dorks. And they get dressed up that day.
That's why they got married.
But
yeah.
The day after, they back to them regular old selves.
That is why they're married.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, look at her. I can already tell.
So that's the bride. She back there dancing. Look at Shorty right here in front.
Shorty got all the BBs. Shorty got everything popping.
She doing all the little
man,
finger.
Fuck
like
that little.
Oh, she
who
doing.
Who care about the bride?
She titty twerking.
Titty bouncing. Titty twerk. I want to go to this wedding.
Oh, no. look. No one else is dancing now. Everybody, they like, oh, shit. Let's just clap for this bitch.
Yeah. Fuck that bride. Yeah. Who getting married?
Look at the groom trying to act like, oh, that is great. That is great. Titties that I'm never going to touch at my wedding.
Yeah. Titties that I'll never get to experience at my wedding. Jesus.
Who invited her?
How righteous do I have to be?
Is that your friend? Is that somebody's plus
How
one?
How much of a gentleman do I have to stay?
Yo, if you're
I've
the
never
plus
seen
one.
A belly dancer dressed like that. Because
she's not on duty. I guarantee you she's somebody's plus one.
Plus one.
And they were like, do the thing.
And she just got caught. Yeah, the beat started playing and then she was like, oh, shit.
I got to twerk my titties.
I do a number to this. Yeah. I do something to this.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, he'll be bringing that up forever. Remember when Greg brought that hooker to my wedding?
Yeah, man.
It's not a hooker. It's just somebody hotter than your wife.
Hotter than your
she
wife.
She made your wife uncomfortable. That is the thing to do, though. Like, if you are not in a relationship, like, if I'm ever single and I get invited to another wedding, like, post 40, I'm bringing
scantily
a hooker.
Scantily clad.
I'm bringing a whole
A nice
hoe.
Scanty, nice little desert rat. We on the West, bring that rat in here with that fat ass. Yeah.
Yeah, cut holes in the front
wish.
Of your dress and put what do you call them? Pasties on it.
Oh,
just to be an asshole.
Back
Remember
out.
That party you did where the uncle brought like a really young chick?
Fuck, yes.
And everyone was like, oh, yeah, this is his new girlfriend.
Bruh, I did a show. I don't remember where we were, but I remember Tiana went with me. And it was like a private event. Someone
okay.
that was having a birthday party,
okay.
and it was in a hotel, and they was just like, yo, we want a comedian. All right, no problem. So there's one woman, just skin tight, leopard
skin
dress.
Skin tight?
But dunk-a-dunk.
Big old stack girl.
And I remember...
She
I
got
remember
some squeeze on her.
She also, she was like white, right?
Okay.
This was a Spanish family, like a clearly Dominican family.
Okay.
And it was just one white woman at the table. And I'm like, who brought her? And then it was like, we don't know her. We just met her. She, like, my brother brought her to the party. And like the brother's ex-wife was there. Like the wife was on another side of the table on a date. He brought a whole hooker to his brother's
That's how you
birthday
do it.
Party.
That's how you do it.
That shit was hilarious,
That's called
bro.
Sociology right there. That's called a sociology experiment. I like shit like that.
Because,
that's very smart.
Yo, because here's the thing. You could be a full-blown crackhead.
Okay.
If you show up with a hooker in a skin-tight dress.
Skin-tight.
Even if your teeth are missing from meth, people are going to be like, it seems like he's doing pretty well.
He doing well. He got enough money to get her out and wear something tight. Good for him. Maybe it's not crack. Maybe it's just Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Fuck that. When I'm old, I'm going to have an entourage of hookers just with me on every show.
A harem. Give me a harem. Hey, I want a harem of hoes.
I want y'all to talk shit, too. You know Dave don't be fucking them girls. No, he don't. He just got them all around.
They all his assistants. They all take care of his pills. Like, he called that dialysis. It's one, the bitch Monday, she give him his one pill. The bitch from Tuesday.
I tell you what. I can't get arrested, that's for sure. Nah. When I got, you know, five just hookers around me, you're going to have to get through them hookers to get to me. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Man.
I don't drive no more, nothing.
Nah.
If I'm in one of those cars, like the SUVs, I'm in the back row.
Yep.
I'm in the third row of seats. So you got to deal with three rows of hookers before you get to me.
Before you get to me.
Who's in this car?
It's a process. It's a levels to this
Who's
shit.
In charge here?
I'm the boss fight. You got to fight off the hookers first. Let's see if you can win versus them before you can get to me. Fuck that. And one of them holding my phone. You got to talk to that bitch.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't fucking wait, man. Yeah. Just to be sterile around a bunch of hookers and people sterile. Can't figure it out. What is going on? You know Dave don't be fucking these girls.
Nah, he be paying them to drive and sit around and get sandwiches. Bitch, go give me a sandwich from the fucking Burger King while we go on this trip to wherever. Go in there, get a burger. Yeah. You want some nuggets? Get these bitches some nuggets.
You go get some nuggets. You go down to the smoke shop, get some blunts.
Get some jeeters, bitch.
Like, I remember seeing one time we was at the Cellar and fucking Venus Williams was there.
She was there. She saw me perform tonight.
Right. But I remember that the coolest thing that I saw that Venus did was she had a runner go get her blunts.
Absolutely.
And it was a dude. It was like, and it just makes perfect sense. Like, yo, go get the blunts. I'm getting in the car. You know what I mean?
I'm the queen of tennis.
Yeah.
I'm not doing shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I get it. She took a picture with me, though. Yeah. Okay, she smelled good, too.
Yeah.
She didn't smell like she was playing tennis. She
I know. I got to get back to wearing cologne again, man.
She smelled really nice. I smelled really nice.
Yeah.
She smiled for real. She actually came in. Like, she really didn't do like a fan. She was like, her head was like on my shoulder almost. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, man. You was a guy that night, man.
Yeah, man, because I had performed my ass. I killed that night. And I didn't know she was in the crowd.
Okay.
Until I was like, oh, this bitch in the crowd.
Hmm.
And I was like, I think Rita's in the crowd. And I went up a little bit. After the show, she came out. Yeah, it was great.
Nice, man.
It was nice.
Venus. Dude, what's the name is here this week, too? The U.S. Open.
It is.
It's in New York.
It's nigga, weird. It's
I know nothing about
summer.
It. I know end nothing about it. Because with Serena and all of them retired, yeah. I don't pay attention to none of this shit, right? That's what's corny, because we was all about it. We don't pay attention to golf no more.
Nah.
We don't pay attention to tennis no more.
Nah.
Black people, we got to, like, you got to stick around a little bit after our shit. That's wild.
Soon as Tiger done, we done. That's like when your family members come out to see you perform yet?
Yeah.
When you go up.
Oh, right. Man, I hate that. When friends and family, well, what time do you go
What time
on?
Do you
Nigga,
go
get
on?
There. The show started at 8 o'clock, man.
They don't want to sit. They just want to be outside.
Where
I'm
they got to
you.
Go?
They just don't want to be there. That's what hurts.
Yeah.
They just don't want to be
Here's
set.
The crazy thing, and this is it's changing gears a little bit, but when
talk
we talk about like people in different sports and what that lifestyle is.
Okay.
There is a waitress, or I guess a bartender, over at Eastville, right? Her father was a professional basketball player. Like, he played
the tall girl.
Yeah.
I know the tall girl.
He coaches, right? Her dad is Zan Tabar, I think his name is, right?
Okay.
So this dude, he was from Croatia.
Okay.
Played, came over, played with Tony Kukoc, you know, all these dudes that came over from Croatia,
mm-hmm.
right? And the crazy thing is, these dudes, they're well off. Like, even though they weren't, like, the franchise players of their teams.
They still got the checks?
Because here's the crazy thing. And this is going to sound fucked up. But they literally look at us, Black Americans, like, y'all niggas is crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas, they look at Black Americans, especially their counterparts in the league, like, y'all spend money like water, and y'all fuck bitch, y'all cost yourself so much money.
Yeah.
She said her dad been with his wife since they met when he was 14.
Yeah.
Any city that they went to, wife was buying property.
Oh, fuck.
So, like, they said, if dad brought home a $10 million check, the mom turned it into 50. You know what I mean? Like, on some... That's how they was working together. So now the crazy thing is, post like playing,
they got 50 houses,
right? Yeah. Post playing, they got the new young white dudes, Luka Dankić and all those other
the tall one.
Don't get caught up with them black folks in that lifestyle. Come talk to me and Tony. We'll teach you how to. You know what I mean? And it's like it's that they're within that thing. Making it work for them, and they're not even from this country, bro.
Yeah, bro.
They're not even from this country.
We're
kind of a laughing stock, bro. Like it's not a secret around the world where like, yo, Black Americans, they do it. You know what I mean? Like we are an exhibit. You come to us like when you go to. I'm not gonna say the. I'll say a different animal at the zoo that you go and see them wild out.
Fuck.
Maybe the rhinos. Yeah, we like the rhinos.
Don't you say hyena or monkey. Don't you say monkey or hyena. Don't you do it. Don't you dare say gorilla.
We like the goddamn hippopotamuses. You know what I'm saying?
We're so aloof, you don't know what they're going to do. Kings of the water, but you fuck with a hippopotamus, you don't know.
Yeah.
They be wearing diamond chains.
Yeah, you've been walking around the zoo all day. You're like, yo, where the hippopotamus at? I'm trying to see the hippopotamus. That's what we are.
Where the hippopotamus at? Yeah. Way to say the other animal. No, why do we do that? Because we love shining. That's inept. That's in us. Yeah, it's like, man. You can't. Yeah, we are lavish, but thank God there's black people that are doing what homie's doing.
Yes.
But on the low.
Yeah, man.
That's why I can't get so mad.
But see, yes, that's
black
the weird
people be
thing.
Shining, but we also buying properties. Motherfuckers out here buying farms now. I read.
And see, that's the weird thing. It's like, we'll do it on the low. Even when you do it on the low, people blow you up. It's like Dave Chappelle's a prime example, only because you brought him up earlier. Dave Chappelle been buying up half of Dayton, Ohio on the low.
On the low. He owns Ohio.
And they starting to notice. They starting to get mad. Like, hey, what are you doing all this property?
Yeah, so.
You know what I mean? He's like, what? I'm not allowed to have property? Then, well, why do you own 40 houses in Dayton, Ohio? Well,
leave me the fuck alone. I'm Dave Chappelle. It's like, so when a nigga do it, it's bad. So it's like, I understand where these Croatian ball players are coming from,
yeah.
But there's still black people. Like, so, what's his name? The dude played for the Celtics. He just got this huge contract, and he's putting back into the black community.
Fuck, I don't know.
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown! Okay. So it's like, Jaylen Brown is doing, like, yeah, so yeah, fuck yeah. You, Nick. Fuck this Croatian ass nigga. Right. There's black people
he
still.
He said fuck them.
Fuck these niggas. You know what?
They looking out for their own.
And I get it, but niggas is looking out for their own, too. We don't do it like you do it. Stay with your woman till you're 14. Give a fuck. Have a cookie, nigga. I don't care that you got married when you was 14. I don't give a fuck that you faithful. Niggas out here getting money and they do the right thing, too. Ain't all of them. You know what? Fuck that bartender, too.
Why you
fuck them all. I don't give a fuck about none of them. I don't give a fuck that you getting money for Creole. No, niggas is doing that shit, too. Kiss a dick. That's what I'm saying. Take that shit back to Croatia.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Fuck Tony Kukoc. These niggas, man, I hate how they put all the black people in that box.
Yeah.
There's property owners that's black.
Yeah.
There's niggas that's buying up mansions in every state. Get the fuck out of here.
Absolutely.
Diddy said it himself. Got so many places, I don't even buy luggage. You love it. Get the fuck out of here.
I hear you, man.
Black people still great.
Absolutely. Well, you heard, did you hear the theory? There's like a conspiracy theory about the Hawaii fires.
Yeah, Oprah burnt out the beach, and then they went over there to give niggas. Oprah smacked them, and then went to go help them.
Yeah,
yeah. Oprah went out there and bought up Maui, yeah. And was like, "Burn it up, and then we'll go out there and help." Yeah, Oprah is supposed to be the villain.
Yeah, possibly all kinds of shit, nigga. Because it said apparently it was done in California too.
That
she owned a lot of property during
Oprah
the
got
fires
lasers?
There.
Oprah
and
got a laser?
None of her shit and none of the other people that were rich,
yo.
Their properties burned up. But
Oprah got destruction satellites that's zipping out. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. That's
gotta love this show. No need for a pause.
Yeah, listen. I'm glad to hear that this finally, like, because that's what I almost, that's the only way shit gets done. That's the only way you transfer. Well, it's got to be a massive, horrible, corrupt takeover.
How it go? You can't be all powerful and all good.
No. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm learning this. Yeah. Here's the crazy thing about, all right, because what would you say is the inverse of good? What's the opposite of good?
Bad.
Bad, right?
Yeah.
And I'm learning this from, you know, all of these like stoic meditations and shit like that, mm-hmm. Alan Watts lectures.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You
take ayahuasca yet? You look like you're going down that road when you turn 41, 42.
I probably will at some point.
You're
going
to go on an ayahuasca trip?
I want to go do it like in the islands with somebody that knows what they're doing. It's like, you know, I feel like somebody got to stay with me.
I heard you're going to throw up a lot first.
Yeah,
and then
you'll
be fine after. But yeah, that's what I heard. I haven't done it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll throw up for some old ayahuasca. People
there
throwing up for Ozempic. So
there you go.
Throw up for a little bit of enlightenment.
I know what, and Ozempic, ready for this? It's like a liquidation cell. You're giving your body a liquidation cell.
Yeah.
When you take Ozempic, you get constipated.
Yeah.
It stores up all that bullshit.
Oh.
Then you shit and throw up everything. And then when you done shit and throw up, you like 10 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
And you start, just all your weight gone because you're liquidating all your assets.
Oh, God.
Your body is going, all right, we got to get rid of all this shit. And then it drops and you almost die. And then when you wake up and not die, you're skinnier. That's what it is.
So here's the
deal. Oh, crazy, bro.
This is what they said. Like, good and evil, based on, like, just the way things work, they're one and the same.
Absolutely.
They're one and the same. You can't have one without the other.
Absolutely. Then there wouldn't be no such thing as good or evil.
Right. Yeah. So they have to exist, and for one to exist, like, for them both to exist, one needs to be on top at some point. So when you feel evil or bad, just know that there's good happening somewhere else. And, yeah, just look at it like good and bad, they're the same fucking thing. Just let it happen. It is what it is.
Cain and Abel, fucking God, the protagonist, antagonist, like, yeah.
Nigga, this is shit that where Alan Watts took me on a journey, because he was fucking with our heads with this shit, but he's talking about, like, how bees, right? Bees and flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same, but you never see bees without flowers. You never see flowers without bees. Even though they don't look the same, because one can't exist without the other, then they're one in the same. They are the same.
Mm.
Just like a head and a foot. They don't look the same, but if you see a head without a foot, something's wrong.
Yeah.
If you see a foot without a head.
Yeah, then something's definitely wrong.
Right. So.
Walking around?
There.
The fuck?
So they're clearly one and the same, man. It's mathematics,
bro.
What's the sign?
You a math genius, nigga.
And I realized that's what gave me the ability to understand.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Dave picked comedy, but he could have been something else. This motherfucker could have been doing anything he wanted.
If I'd have been
anything else.
He's
a math guru. This nigga knows numbers better than anybody I've ever met in my life.
I'd have been at NASA fucking people I ain't supposed to fuck.
Nigga is a genius,
if
nigga.
If I'd have been teaching, I'd have been fucking or fighting students.
Dave is a goddamn mathematical whiz. I've seen him add up shit in his head. It's insane. It's been thinking about my friend damn near 20 years.
Yeah.
He don't have to do comedy.
Nah,
he just picks comedy.
I do. I have to do comedy.
In order to not fuck somebody up. But I'm just wearing.
Comedy
but
is the only job that allows me to, you know what I mean, just speak however.
Talk shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would lose, especially now, people are losing their jobs for shit that they do outside of fucking work. Which, to me, I still don't fully understand.
Okay.
Like, I get it
that
you can't do stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if your job is important enough, for some reason people care about what you do when you off work. Isn't that weird? I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that kind of responsibility.
I'm glad my work, if I'm on the job, that means I'm on stage. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Off work is just me in the green room. That's like, or just at a party.
Yeah.
Just trying to, I get it. Our work is different.
That's life. Hi. Speaking of party.
Sorry I had a fight in the middle of your Black Panther party.
Just like pushing that.
You know me, I love a good party. If you ask anybody, Derrick Gaines always, if I'm in town, I'm there.
I know,
I love
me
a good party. I'm a party digger, man, because I don't drink.
Yeah.
I only smoke. And when you smoke and you be at a party with everybody drinking, it's fun to watch, man.
What do you like about that? Okay, because people always ask me, like, how can you be around all of this shit sober? I have taken some drinks at parties this year, but not that often. But, like, tell the people, what do you like about being, like, high while everybody else is drunk? Because you're on a different frequency.
I want you to listen. First of all, if anybody's listening, Jess, the people that subscribe, no need for apologies, listen to High All the Time off 50's first album.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you can sum me up in that. I don't need no drinks. I don't like the flavor of alcohol. I like the flavor of weed.
Okay.
And when I'm sitting there smoking, carrying on, I bring a certain circle around me, or I push a certain circle away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So motherfuckers that's drinking, carrying the fuck on, goofy, they don't get around that smoke.
Yeah.
And then the people that go, I fuck with that nigga vibe, that's the vibe that comes near me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm able to keep my head on a swivel, because when you high, your senses are kind of heightened. I don't care what nobody say. Like, I hear everything.
Yeah.
So I can see shit about to pop off. I can get all my friends out if I had to.
Mm-hmm.
I can get everybody out. Like, I see the shit before it go down.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm a little bit more aware. I'm not so in the zone or drunk having a good time that I'm oblivious to everything going on around me.
No paranoia amongst crowds like that with you?
I'm over it. I've been smoking steady. I've been smoking 23% and up for the last 2-3 years. I'm past that paranoia shit.
Do you remember paranoia in crowds, though? Like,
absolutely.
In crowds? Because that was
the thing. You told me to stop smoking when I opened up for talent at Caroline's because I bombed my dick off. And you was like, yo, you got to stop smoking on stage, bro.
I don't think I remember.
That was a long time ago. You came up to me and was like, you can't be smoking before you go on stage. Huh. I was like, yeah, you're probably right.
Then
I was
How
like,
long you been smoking now? That's
10, 11 years.
10, 11 years.
Yeah, so now I'm past that paranoia shit because this is how I go. My frequency is so much different from everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a goddamn wizard.
And see, that's my problem. My frequency, I see other people's frequency, whatever their energy is, and then I'm like, I want to get away from that.
Nah.
And that's for some reason, up at the party.
And I don't know, some reason, the weed just makes me whisper to girls better.
Mm.
I be in the girl ear, pass her hair, just, yo, so what's going on? Don't you want to come to a show sometime? It's just like I'm not saying drunk shit, I'm saying high shit.
Okay.
And they be like, it worked all weekend.
Yeah.
I whispered to every bitch I saw, and it worked.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicks was all on my face, hugging me. It's so good to see you. Every time I see you, you hype.
That's where I get. That's where it get weird for me. I'm like, you trying to fuck?
That's why I go, nah.
What are you doing? Why
here go, Dave.
Why you all in my face?
Put to you like, this will help you out. 9 times out of 10, they want to fuck.
Uh-huh.
But you just don't bring it up. Just be like, okay, she want it. You got to just be able to read vibes. How I be making me point that out to me?
Yeah, I guess.
But I just be like, yeah, they do. I'm glad I'm walking around and girls want to fuck. But just kind of leave it like that. And then you cool. And then you just kind of roll through the party.
See, when you leave it like that, that's my ego. You almost want to let people know, like, hey, I'm not gay. I would fuck you, but I have a girlfriend at home.
It's not even gay. Just if you hang around a bunch of niggas at the party, like on them, kissing them, that's gay. But that's vibing.
That's the toxic programming from my childhood.
Oh, all right, I got you.
But my childhood is toxic. What? You're not cheating on your girl. What, you gay?
Like, niggas ask me that right now.
Wait a minute. That don't make you. I thought she was gay if you did stuff with another man.
Lawrence Killebrew, shout out my nigga Hawk. Shout out my nigga. He calls me stupid to this day for not cheating on my chick.
One of the best lines I've ever heard, ever. One of the best lines I've ever heard about
there. Out of your mind, nigga.
Was when someone said, nigga, are you crazy? With your hair, I'd have full-blown AIDS by now.
That was Monroe Martin. Monroe Martin said it. That was one of the greatest shits I ever heard. Nigga, with your hair, you're a waste of a handsome nigga. They used to call me that. You're a waste of a handsome dude. If I had your hair, I'd have full-blown AIDS right now. This nigga's tripping.
Oh,
you using your hair wrong.
All right, man.
No need for apology.
Yeah, this is a fun one, man.
It is.
Let's close it out. All right. Toto Tower. Say goodbye to the
We ain't got no emails or nothing?
Nah, not this week. We didn't get some. But please do email in if you guys have anything that you want to say. If you guys want to talk about a time you should have apologized but didn't. If you guys just want to share your Black Air Force One stories or get our opinions on something, please write in the No Need for Apologies podcast@gmail.com or give us a call on the hotline, 707-785-6632. 707-785-NNFA. Jorge, say goodbye to the people, man.
High Society Radio, Thursdays on Gas Digital, Mondays on YouTube. See you, everybody.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Gas Digital, on YouTube. Please, please, please subscribe. That's what helps us raise our numbers, raise money, so that we can bring you live events and do all that fun stuff.
Events cost bread.
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm so excited for this show that we've cultivated. The new live show is going to be dope. If you're at Skankfest, you will see it. If you are coming to Helium in St. Louis, you will see it. And you will see it September 17th here in New York at the Gas Night, man.
Yeah, so if you're catching this on Gas this Wednesday, this today, right now, you have probably like a couple more days left to use NNFA 30 to sign up for Gas Digital for 30 free days. Make sure you tell your friends that so that they can get the 30 free days. And that also gives you access to Gas Live for free. If you're watching this on YouTube, sorry, you can only use NNFA for a 7-day free trial, but that still gets you into Gas Live. So subscribe.
Yeah. All right. Derek, say goodbye to people.
Hey, you know who it is. I'm trying. I'm pushing for y'all. I'll never quit. The Great Boy, Instagram.
And I'm the God. So make sure you follow me on social media at I'm Dave Temple across all platforms. All right. I'll see you guys out there in the zeitgeist.
Peace. Hey. And eat your vegetables. Talk to God.
I'm the God. Talk to me. Good night, y'all. This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.